Good morning, it's Thursday, January 13th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Early clouds and rain will become partly cloudy for the rest of the day and into the evening. The temperature will be a high of 51 degrees and an overnight low of 40 degrees. South Sound 911 is in the middle of its second COVID-19 outbreak. This comes after seeing call response standards drop below national standards. Spokesperson Chris McNamara said in a statement that the agency reported 28 employees tested positive for COVID since December 17 and others are waiting for test results. McNamara said several of the employees likely contracted the infection over the holidays. The emergency dispatch center handles calls for fire and police departments across Pierce County. From January to September 2021, the center responded to more than 742,000 calls. McNamara said emergency calls are the priority, and those calling the non-emergency line might be on hold for longer than normal. This is the agency's second outbreak in the last 6 months. 17 staff members contracted COVID in late July and to mid-August. A COVID-19 testing site in Lakewood is closed for operating without a business license. It's among three Pierce County locations listed on a website for an Illinois-based company called the Center for COVID Control. It's also under investigation by the Better Business Bureau and the Oregon Department of Justice for its business practices. The Washington State Attorney General's office confirmed that it received two complaints about a University Place location. The Lakewood spot that closed was in a strip mall on Bridgeport Way. A Tacoma Pierce County Health Department representative said they're aware of the testing sites, but left it to the state to determine their legitimacy. Pierce County deputies are asking the public's help in finding a man suspected of shooting and killing his friend on New Year's Day. Officials charged 21-year-old Caden Lee Osley last week with the murder of 40-year-old Soren Lay. Authorities said Osley shot the victim, quote, without provocation, end quote, before forcing another man in the car with them to drive to a location where Osley got out and ran off. He's also charged with assault and kidnapping in the November 28 stabbing of his girlfriend. Information that leads to an arrest and charges can receive up to a $1,000 reward from Crime Stoppers Tacoma/Pierce County. Starbucks is the latest company in Pierce County to feel the effects of COVID-19. At least one location closed its lobby on Tuesday because of staffing issues, along with anecdotal accounts of other sites also shifting to reduced services. Starbucks didn't immediately confirm whether lobby shutdowns were happening at all county in-store locations, though reports nationwide have followed in recent months of temporary closures. The company has allowed for local store managers to adjust operations through the pandemic, including closing lobbies if cases spike in a community. Tacoma plans to clear out a small homeless encampment near Wright Park. Spokesperson Megan Snow said the city posted five-day notices Tuesday at South 2nd Street and G Street. She said six people are living at the site, and there is enough shelter available for them. Snow said the city's outreach team has been successful at placing four people previously at the encampment into shelters. She also said city workers will start cleanup only after all the residents voluntarily leave or accept offers of shelter. Is a pothole making your drive in Tacoma unsafe or just annoying? If so, we want to hear from you. Voters approved two ballot initiatives in 2015 to help pay for street maintenance and improvements, called the Tacoma Streets Initiative. The 10-year package aimed to raise $175 million through a tax increase. The goal is to maintain roads, seal cracks or potholes, or repave entire roads. The city is now more than halfway through that decade timeline. The News Tribune wants to know which streets in Tacoma have been improved? Which streets still need work? Your information and name won't be published until after a reporter contacts you for your consent. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!